This is Akashwani, the news read by Nitya Franco. For the first time, India has showcased its capability to shoot down fixed-wing aircraft, missiles and swarm drones using a 30-kilowatt laser-based weapon system. India has joined the list of selected countries, including the US, China and Russia, that have shown such a capability. The Center for High Energy Systems and Sciences, CHESS, Hyderabad, a premier center of the Defense Research and Development Organization, DRDO, conducted a successful field demonstration of the land versions of the vehicle mounted laser-directed weapon DEW MK-2A at Kurnool in Andhra Pradesh yesterday. The DRDO said that it defeated the fixed-wing unmanned aerial vehicle and swarm drone successfully, causing structural damage and disablement of the surveillance sensors. It said that with this successful trial, India has joined the exclusive club of the global powers who possess the high-power laser DEW system. In West Bengal, 12 more people were arrested in connection with the violent protest over the Waqf Amendment Act 2025, taking the total number of arrests so far to 150. No new incident of violence is reported from anywhere in Murshidabad district, with security forces keeping a close vigil. The situation in Suti, Dulia, Samsirganj and Jangipur areas of the district is peaceful. Hundreds of people affected by violence in West Bengal's Murshidabad district have crossed the Bhagirathi River and taken shelter in the adjoining Malda. Local administration has arranged for accommodation and food for the fleeing violence-hit families and have given them shelter in schools while deploying volunteers at the riverbank to assist those arriving in boats. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will launch multiple projects in Haryana on the occasion of Ambedkar Jayanti today. The Prime Minister will flag off a commercial flight from Hisar to Ayodhya and lay the foundation stone of the new terminal building of Hisar Airport. In Yamunanagar, the Prime Minister will inaugurate and lay the foundation stone of development projects, including 800 megawatts power unit of Deen Bandhu Chotu Ram Thermal Power Plant, compressed biogas plant in Mukarabpur, and over 14 kilometers Rewari Bypass project under the Bharat Mala project at the cost of over 1,000 crore rupees. Lok Sabha Speaker Om Birla, Madhya Pradesh Chief Minister Dr. Mohan Yadav and Union Minister for Railways Ashwini Vaishnav flagged off 20155 and 20156 Dr. Ambedkar Nagar Kota New Delhi Express. While Mr. Birla attended the ceremony in Kota, Dr. Yadav and Mr. Vaishnav joined through video conferencing from New Delhi. Union Minister of State for Women and Child Development Swati Savitri Thakur was in Dr. Ambedkar Nagar. Mr. Vaishnav said it is an important train as it will connect several crucial places in the country. He said, with this train, Ministry of Railways has started preparations for 2028 Ujjain Kumbh Mela. Union Home and Cooperative Minister Amit Shah has praised the transformative changes in India's cooperative sector since the Modi government created the Ministry of Cooperation. In IPL cricket, Mumbai Indians won by 12 runs against Delhi Capitals last night. MI set a target of 206 runs against Delhi Capitals at the Arun Jaitley Stadium in Delhi. And that's the end of this news bulletin.